Glory. This is the greatest season of your life. Something great is going to happen to you today. Welcome to everyone in the house, to all our viewers that are watching today. I hope you came expecting something to blow your mind. The Lord says, according to your faith be it unto you. Jesus said, and this is the message, you can take your seats this morning. Jesus said, here's a message. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so often when we think of the word repent, we think of the things we've done that are wrong. We think about the missteps, miscalculations, misunderstandings, woulda, shoulda, coulda. But repentance, according to the word, the repentance of the gospel of Jesus Christ is our call. And it's not trying to chase down dark and evil spirits and trying to overcome and trying to beat the bad, but it's standing up for the right and declaring the good. It's being a witness and walking as a testimony of who Christ is and what the kingdom of God is about. And we serve an incredible God. We don't serve an incredible God. We serve the one and only true God. There is no God but God. There is no God but God. And again, I think all the time, and even more recently, how incredible I'm here. Have you ever thought about that? I'm here. How did I get here? How is it I mean, we think about God. How is God? How could he not be? How am I here? Think about it. How incredible is it that you are here? You know, there are invisible aspects to who you are. Then when they're related to where and who you came from, begin to transform the illusion of life into the reality of life. And Jesus said it like this. He said, I am. I'm really who you're about. And I'm really what you're about. I am. God told Moses, he said, he won't get it, but just tell him I am. I am sent ye. I am sent you. And it wasn't really for Pharaoh's benefit that God told Moses, tell them I am. It was for the benefit of Moses that he understood, I am has sent me. Because it's really your faith and not your faith in trying to get. We create so many wars and so many battles because we try to delegate our time, our efforts based on what we think we need. You know, what we do in business, what we do on jobs, what preachers do behind the pulpit, where we think we need to be and what we think we need to do. And sometimes the effort that we expend becomes the battle that we fight. Jesus said like this, he said, you seek and you don't have, and you ask and you don't receive because you're not asking correctly. You're asking so you can consume it upon your lust. And it's not that God loves to bless his people. The scriptures tell us that it pleases the Lord to increase us. But what is that? What is increase? What is the reality of the God we serve? And who is the God we serve? Do you know that the only God you serve, do you know who he is? Do you know what he is? He's invisible. God's invisible. He's called the invisible God. And try and wrap your mind around that. You're here. The word says only a fool will look up and say there is no God. Regardless of how you try to manage in your mind the reality of existence, it's here. And it took an always being in order to create a now being. It took an almighty God to create an infinite world of possibilities. And in every one of those aspects of your life, whatever it is, whatever it is, if you'll see God as the author and the finisher of your faith, if you believe that he is, if you believe, my wife said something to me the other day, and it just rocked my world, and it may sound simplistic in nature, but so profound in its power. She said, time belongs to God, but our obedience belongs to us. Time belongs to God. God, when is this going to happen? And when is that going to happen? And what? But our obedience, that belongs to God. The timing belongs to God. They came to Jesus one time and they said to him, they said, tell us where we're going to sit. You know, tell me where I'm going to, I get to sit on your right hand. And Jesus said, listen, you're after the wrong thing. He said, it's in the Father's power to give and to do. I'm here to tell you what you need to know. And what we need to know is that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, therefore. Listen, prophetically, foretelling. Our nations are coming into a time of great rebellion. Now, not the rebellion that you think about. Not generations going bad. I don't see a world so upside down. I see a world being called to see how right side up God has positioned us. And it's the mentality of an upside down world that causes us to actuate, to function, to think, to look for everything being upside down. And you have to realize we were created. God created you. Say me. God created, say me, say me. God created me to stand not just in the gap, not just to be a filler, but to be a representation of something far exceeding abundant and above. The word says all you know to ask or think. And that reality is there. Whether you acknowledge it or not is up to your faith. And it's really not about the effort of our faith. It's not about trying so hard. It's not about sweating so hard. Jesus did that for you. It's about a recognition of an invisible God and what he's wanting to do and why you're here. Why are we here? But there is a tremendous rebellion in the earth. Not for so for forever, since I can remember, since I was born again, I've seen and witnessed and been a part of the church rebelling, of the church fighting against evil and speaking against darkness. But there's a rebellion in the kingdom against people looking at the evil. There's a rebellion against looking at the bad, and there's an awakening to people saying, hang on a minute, I think someone else is in control, and I think we violated our faith by giving it over and acting as though and believing, more importantly, believing that there is such a force out there to destroy. The word says, again, according to your faith be it unto you. And there's a rebellion in the earth saying, stop, God is Lord. God reigns and God rules, and I'm not going to speak out of both sides of my mouth, call myself blessed and call myself a believer, and yet live a life of doubt and unbelief and really believe that there are just these incredible forces that just are coming to crush our world. There's a rebellion, and here's a rebellion. People are rising up saying that's not the way it is. People are standing up and they're going to speak out and say, the devil is not Lord of this world. God is. And we're not angry and screaming at the evil. What we're doing is standing up and saying, look and see, God is good. Listen to the witness of Christ in me. Jesus said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, here's a demonstration of power you're going to experience. He's going to bear witness through you of me. The kingdom isn't about, it's not about the kingdom being proven to you, because it never will be. It's about the kingdom being proven through you. Do you know heaven was invisible before you came? I love the hush over the house. The word calls God what? The invisible God. The kingdom of heaven is an invisible kingdom. Now, in our minds, the way we try to socialize with things and people and events is the first thing we do is we look for some common ground. That's how we think, right? Common ground. They like what I like. And that's sometimes the worst way to think, because we need the challenge to elevate our ability to perceive something greater than our rationality, something that exceeds the ability to figure it out. And instead, something takes place in you that shows you you're more than human. I dislike that statement greatly. We're only human. You're so flawed in your thinking. We are far exceeding and beyond only being human. We are the manifested will of the Father. The Word says He created everything, all things, for His purpose and for His pleasure. They were and they are created. And then Jesus said this. He said, here's a key. If you'll do this one thing, just one thing. And we say this all the time. Do one thing. What is that one thing? not just believe in God. Demons believe in God, and they're powerless too. But if you believe God, if you believe God, if you believe God, if you believe Him, someone tells you something that's great, something that's good, and you know it's true, you believe it, you act on it. Someone tells you there's a treasure over here, has your name on it, and you believe them, you go and you get the treasure. If you believe God, only one thing you'll ever have to do the rest of your life to be successful is believe God. Just believe God. And God never demonstrates the fullness of who He is by the things around you, the things we gather, those that come and applaud who you are and what you do. But it's that invisible dynamic that reveals the reality of who God's presence and power really is. This God, this invisible God. Doesn't mean non-existent. Means beyond the spectrum of vision, beyond your ability to perceive with a natural mind. The kingdom of heaven has always been a kingdom in all its vastness and all its glory. But to mankind, humans, people, to us, we expect to see things that demonstrate for us so we can believe into it that the kingdom of God exists, but it is not that world. It is beyond your need of an experience. And it's about the reality of that experience being not proven to you, but being revealed through you. Okay? That's what it's all about. And Jesus said it like this. He said, seek first, not after the fact, not when you run out of gas, not when you're at the end of your rope, not when you, because that's when, come on, we all know when we repent. Come on. As long as we think we have it in hand, we're okay. We don't need His interference. But the reality, the revelation of Jesus Christ is there is interference until you begin to believe in the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Then we're interfering. Do you know that you have always been in Christ? Always. How else could we be cut off from Him unless we were already in Him? Always been a part of that reality because God creates by the nature of who He is, and He doesn't create anything outside of that nature. And He didn't create sin. When a man is tempted, let not that man say, I'm tempted, old King James of God, or because God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempts He any man. But what got you in trouble was your free will. And it wasn't your free will. It was that you felt an obligation to do something outside of who you thought you were. And so when God told us to do something that just didn't feel right to the flesh, which is our honor to overcome, not by wrestling, but by simply the simple, effortless power of believing God, then we created a war, we created a battle. James 4:1 says, from whence come fighting and war among you? And the church would say, well, because the devil's after us, because we're doing so good. We're just so righteous and doing so right. And then out of our mouth, again, we'll say, we're only human. We're all going to fall. We're going so convoluted in our processing of what we call intelligent thought or rationality that we're missing the point that for Him, of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. And we're all things were created from Him, through Him, and right back to Him. The fullness of who you are is only known in the reality of who He is. And that's why Jesus said, the answer to everything you're looking for, the deepest desires of your heart, are not going to be found in your effort or your sweat and your blood. It's in Mine. It's in the reality of My kingdom, not just looking at it. There's a difference. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? This bottle of water is at hand to any of you. But being at hand and being in hand are two totally different worlds. Jesus said, repent therefore, every one of you, and receive the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God can be in your hand and not just at your hand. And when it's in hand, you can do things like taste and see. The Lord is good. Taste and see. The Lord is good. You don't need a devil to fight you to have a horrible day. You need a free will that exempts itself from seeking the kingdom of God. And the honor of our free will is that we get to choose to be a part of acknowledging how intertwined, how laced, how yoked, how united we are with the kingdom of God from the conception of time. The word says there will be those that will be cut out. He said, here, let me read it to you so it looks real churchy. Let's do the churchy thing. Because if you quote it, it's okay, but you have to read it. I was told that a long time ago. Oh, you don't read out of the word. I quote the word. Yeah, but you don't read out of it. How do you think I learned how to quote it? I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman or the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bear more fruit. I mean, what God wants for you to do, he wants you to see the fullness of his power manifest through you. He wants you to know how united, how closely knit. He wants you to know you're inseparable from him. He said, lo, I'm with you always. He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. I never created you over there and said, come over here. He said, I created you in myself. But when your consciousness did what Adam and Eve did, and this is what we say, we don't have what we need, but we're going to get it. Now, you may not see the reality, you may not see the appearance of the invisible promise, but it's there. It's there. And God gave us his word. He said, and here's the key, if you love me, you'll believe me, you just do what I say. And the word says, it's not burdensome to do the word of God. And when we find it burdensome, we need to stop and take an account and say, why is doing who I'm created to be so difficult for me? When the body goes awry and it starts feeling ill, we say it's sick. We try to repair it. We try to bring it back into health. But when something seems difficult, when God wants you to encounter the appearance of something, because God loves to create. That's what he loves to do. And he continues to do it. Meaning, he takes the invisible aspects of who he is because he's God. He's so beyond the ability to visualize and comprehend. He's the God that is revealed in you. So he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his rightness. Seek his separation from everything. He's set apart. He's God Almighty. He doesn't change. This is the greatest thing in the world. And take your will and that $150 worth of chemistry and tell it who you are in Christ. Tell that buck and a half worth of chemistry that you're not going to be jealous. You're not going to be envious. And say what Eve should have said. I don't need to eat of this fruit to know all things. I know all things. I know him. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He which was, he which is, and he which is to come. He is the Almighty. He has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called me to glory and virtue. I have everything, but the whole point of life is it continues to be revealed. It continues to appear, and the invisible dynamics which is the essence of life continues to be revealed in me. Your love is invisible, but it drives you to do what you do. But we never think about it, the invisible aspects. All we think about is how we manifest it. When you love your wife, you think about ways to manifest that. You never think about how invisible. You don't think about how difficult it is. And if you do, you need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's why Jesus said, give and it will be given. What is he saying? Well, take what I have and give it away, hoping that, you know, and then I got to sit there and wonder if I have enough. No, he's saying, listen, I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to show you that I've made you a giver, that I'll flow through you and you'll never lack anything. I'm not trying to take anything from you. I'm trying to show you that it can't be taken from you. It can only be given through you. You don't need a devil to discourage you or beat you up. You do it on your own. We create battles based on what we think we lack and what we think we need. And then we come to that fork in the road and you have to make a decision that you don't have the insight to make, because what drove you to where you were is not your faith in his word. It is your will for your will. I did it my way. And this is, say with me, say the kingdom. isn't to be proven to me, but through me. Say it so you get it. The kingdom isn't to be proven to me, but through me. Remember they said to him, they said, Jesus, show us the kingdom. He said, if I show it to you the way you're asking me, you won't see it. Because it's not like that. Invisible doesn't mean non-existent. It means a reality beyond the perception of mankind. Heaven was all invisible. You couldn't fly up to heaven and see heaven. Heaven is all about invisible. But the reality is the glory of God in worship to God, manifest God, and the vision is just like you think you see today, except exceeding abundant and beyond. Colors, scents, everything is so heightened beyond anything you could imagine, but it is invisible. And yet it is reality because we accept it by the word of God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, who is to come. God wants you to do better than you could fathom in the deepest recesses of your mind. God wants you to know how creative He is, but He doesn't want to do it apart from you. That's why He created you. If heaven was everything God wanted, He would never have created the earth. Everything He said, I created, I did it for a divine purpose. And what God wants to do, one thing, who He is, He wants to love. And He said, I'm going to create you and I want to manifest who I am through you. But we act out. We use our mouth to do something other than bless. We curse. We allow things. Something happens and we call it bad instead of saying God's doing something. I love David. David went to the king and nothing fit. His brothers were upset at him. Here's a champion and an army that the army who's trained as an army are terrified of the Philistines. David just walks up and says, what was his great power? That he didn't lack anything. It may have been invisible. It may not have made itself known, but invisible is just as present as invisible, as visible. Every bit is present. Just like your love, I can't see it. Would someone hand me a piece of love, please? Hand me a piece of joy. Hand me a piece of hope. Hand me a piece of anything that drives us that's invisible. But we allow it to manifest through us. And when we do, it fills us. We feel complete. And then with things, we say things are just started working out. No, they didn't start working out. You just started cooperating with the purpose that God calls you to. And it looks like it's working out, but really it's been there all along. Why Romans 8:28 says all things, everything, no matter what it is, all things work together for good. I'll never be a demon-chasing, devil-fighting preacher. I'll never be that. I was that when I was first saved and found out what a fool I was. Because instead of worshiping God, I was worshiping the devil. Not like you think, not worshiping, but acting like he was a god, like he was authority, like he could come and get my stuff, like he could get ahead of the God that saved me and called me and chose me and forgave me and anointed me and loved me, like he was God. There is one God. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he is one God. He is the only God, and there is no other beside him. I learned to worship God. I learned to praise God, and some of the most incredible doors have been opened throughout my life. I've watched the hand of God do things that I could never do, open doors of honor and favor. I've been places I would not imagine I could go, spoken to people, and it's not over. Invitations and doors are open to us. Doors of honor, doors of renown, doors of favor, and I don't care unless God says go. What I care about is moving heaven. What I care about is touching the heavens of God and doing what he said. Seek first the kingdom of God and I'll show you something. I'll show you who you are. I'll give you a peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave. I know I'm not reading it, but peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If you're a Donald Trump fan, yay. If you're not, I pray for you. I love him because I believe God anointed him. But you know what he said to me? He said, I love that you don't read. You just say it. He said, I love that. Guess what? I love it. I know I'm going to get some hate mail. I pray for you anyway. I love those God has chosen, anointed, and called. And guess what? God's raising up and he's telling people, I'm not saying anything except I love God's people. I love people that I believe care for our nation and care for our country. I love people. I love Democrats. I love Republicans. I love anybody and everybody that will declare Jesus as Lord. And I'm not afraid, and I'm not ashamed. I've been called a traitor. I've been called a false prophet. Every time I say something and stand up for what I feel is right, guess what? Go ahead. And you need to do the same. Because God is raising up a generation that's rebelling, not fighting evil, just standing up and saying, that's wrong and this is right. Here's the right. Here's the right. We're watching companies, and you'll watch companies bow their knee to the authority of people to just stand up and say, this is right, and I refuse to support what is wrong. I'm standing up for the glory and the kingdom of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? My steps are ordered of the Lord. You need to walk by the rule of your convictions, and you need to be okay with it. You have to take a stand. David came to Goliath, and he said to the king, he said, I can't wear, I haven't proven, I'm not you, I'm not a warrior, I'm not like you are. But he said, I do remember one thing. I remember God was with me one day when a lion that took one of the lambs out of the flock, and before I knew it, there I was, and I tore the lion apart with my bare hands, and I freed the lamb. All I know is God is with me. And if today God is calling me to defeat a champion of the Philistines, then I'll do that too, because I can do all things and nothing will be impossible to me. Greater is he that is in me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it just doesn't matter, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. You do it in the presence of those that call themselves my enemy, and there my cup runs over. You anoint my head with oil. Only goodness. Hebrew, only good will happen to me. And I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. That's not talking about the kingdom. That's talking from the kingdom. And there's a vast difference. In hand or at hand. The kingdom of God is within my hands. That's why we take this rope all the time. Just demonstrate, this is how close the kingdom is. The kingdom of God, the Greek says, is, the translation is, in my grasp. They said, show us the kingdom. Jesus said, it's in you. You show me the kingdom. You show me the kingdom. Show me the invisible Father from whence I came. Show me, because that's where you were created. Heaven is invisible, guys and gals. It's invisible. It's invisible. The people in the earth know the difference to when you're studied by your mind or you're revealed by the Spirit. They know when you're governed by proof that is subterranean, that is just on a conscious level of effort that anyone can do, and when something is being manifest through you that exceeds your ability to comprehend, and it's happening just because you believe God. Faith isn't about getting you things. It's not what faith brings you that counts. It's where faith takes you. God said to Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. But he said, I need you to believe me, because your faith is going to take you somewhere where you can realize what I've said is true, and it's in your body. You know why Abraham and Sarah were able to conceive? Because that seed of promise was in them. They were always connected to the kingdom. Everything is connected. God created all things and connected all things for his purpose and for his pleasure. They were and they are created. He connected it all. And he connected you. Of him. Get it? Of him. Through him. And to him are all things. And everything in your life begins to serve the purpose of God. And that feeling of lack and insecurity and uncertainty and unwillingness leaves you. Because that's not who you are. Your will drove you there. Devil didn't. God didn't. Your will did. James said, I get it. You know where war and fighting come from? They come of your own lust that war within you. And James also said, count it all joy when you fall into different types of the trying of your faith, because it's when you're walking by faith, you're going to find the reality of your purpose. You're going to see me manifest things through you that'll be beyond you sitting there trying to figure things out. And you start finding them out. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. What is your ask? Father, your kingdom come. How? Out of your belly will flow rivers of life. Your kingdom come. And you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will bear witnesses of me throughout all the earth. Judea, Samaria, under the uttermost part of the earth. What is your ask? God, bear witness through me. Bear witness of your kingdom through me. Let me show you. I'm not asking you to show me. Let me show you, invisible God. Luke 8, verse 10. And he said, Jesus said, to you it has been given to know the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others in parables. We've been a parable church far too long. So that they seeing may not see, and hearing they may not understand. But to you the kingdom of God is given. 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 Colossians 1:15. Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. You know what that means? Saw God for the first time. For the first time, heaven saw God in a way they had never seen God. And the Word became something it had never become before, not in this form. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But someone had to believe. So God went to Mary and he said, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to believe this by faith. And I'm going to say it in a way that you know you can't comprehend. You're going to have a son. She says, I can't. I don't know any. I have never been. But he says, yeah, you have. You've been with me. And I've been with you. And what I'm telling you isn't something I want to show you. What I'm telling you is something I want you to show me. I want to reveal this through you. God's proving every one of you today. God's proving every one of us. God's proving you today. So he can bring his word to pass and bring it out to bear witness. That's what it means. He's going to bear witness. Where is it? You. I in you and you in me as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. The invisible God is saying, I created you to make myself known. I created you that through your faith, which is a treasure, a secret from the kingdom, so the kingdom of God could be experienced. The word says, till he unites all things, both visible and invisible. For by him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, John. He's before all things. And in him all things hold together. The reality, the purpose of all things is in the nature of, guess what? I'm a part. I've always been a part of the kingdom. But when I was born again, my consciousness, which was seared with a hot iron, which is the world we've been living in, screaming at devils instead of speaking, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Seek God, and he will be manifest to you. How? Through you. He is before all things. He is Lord over all things. But you got to know it. When the woman touched his garment, she said, only one thing I know. Not that I'm broke, not that nothing has worked, not that I'm dying, but I see power. And there's something in me that tells me I'm connected to it. And the moment I touch it, I'm going to live it. And she did. And so can you. This is that hour. There is no tomorrow. There's only today. He says, I am. Don't take any thought for tomorrow, because then you're not believing. You don't know the mystery of the kingdom. The kingdom is now. This is the day God has made. I choose to rejoice. I know I'm a part, and it's a part of me, and everything in my life is orchestrated to take me somewhere by faith that I need to go. God will put whatever it is He needs you to know, whatever it is you need to do, whatever it is, God will put what you need where you need to go. He's not keeping it from you. He's keeping it for you. Wherever He knows you need to go, if I bring this to them here, they won't even see it. Jesus, the Son of Almighty God, living in the flesh, doing wonders and miracles. And what did natural man say? If He does another miracle, accuse Him for acting like God. It wasn't that they doubted that He was something special. They were afraid of losing their own will. They were afraid of losing their own control. That's what they feared. It's not that they doubted He was God. They were terrified that He was. Amazing how rejecting the natural mind can be when it just doesn't surrender. What if Eve had said to the serpent, I don't lack anything. I know everything I need to know. My husband over there, God told him to name the animals. And you know what? He knew what the name of everyone was. Whatever He called it, God says, that's right, Adam. That is the name thereof. He didn't do it by might or power. He did it because He believed the Father. He was in the glory and the presence of God. That's why Paul said, I beseech you. Old King James says it like this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. That's true worship. I believe you. Doesn't mean you go out and do your will and call it God. It means you believe God's will is me. And I'm going to do the will of the Father, because that's who I'm created to be. And I'm going to stop fighting against it, and I'm going to surrender to it. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. And to it we say, Selah, yes, and amen. Would you stand with me this morning? Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. No, really, we thank you for your word. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Quick, what does that mean? It's alive. And it divides the sun to the soul and the spirit, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God, wherever I need to go, that's where you put what I think I need. So I'll believe you and go there. In my mind, how I need to believe. In my mind, how I need to repent. How I need to change. How I need to turn from the way I've been thinking to the way you've called me to think. Not to use you when I need you, but to know that I need you and not to use you. You are the fullness of all things. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Change your mind. Turn to the way of Christ. You don't have to know anything. Just believe and call on Him. You don't have to feel that you believe. Let your ear hear your mouth say, I believe. Lead me in the way I'm supposed to go, God. Guide me. Lead me in the way that I'm supposed to go. And when you see things begin to change in your life, instead of saying something's wrong, why is it every time I seek God, things go upside down? No, you've been upside down. He's turning your world right side up. And here's what makes all the difference. God, I believe when I call on you, you answer me. And I'm not going to be double-minded and ask you to lead me and then say it's not working. I'm going to say, God, you do in my life what needs to be done. You've put where I need to go. In my mind, in my actions, you put it in a place that only faith can take me. and I'm going the way of faith, God, from this day forward. I pray, God, bless your home. God, bless your children. God, bless your family, your mama, your daddy, your grandparents. I pray God's blessing would come out of your mouth, that you will bless at all times, that the praise of the Lord will continually be in your mouth, that we stop judging people, whether we like them or not, even the leaders of our nation, and we start praying and declaring the truth. There are evil men and women out there because they have allowed their will to draw them away from the Lord. But we should bless them. We should call out the name of the Lord. Call out their purpose. Call out and then stand up and stop buying stuff that supports the wrong and start promoting the things that support the right. Are you ready to pull on heaven this morning? Let's pull on heaven for the dawn of a new day. Your family's coming together. More love, more unity, more revelation. The glory of God to be manifest in your lives, in your churches, in your business, in your friend's life, your family's life. God make you an instrument of His glory, His presence, His promise, and His power. Because this is the greatest season of your life. Believe the Lord. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of me who has called you to glory and virtue. God's proving you today what you're going to do. I'm going to do everything. All you've called me to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to walk in the fullness of that, not looking back. I put my hand to the plow and I say, God, this is the direction you've called me. And the Lord will honor your faith as He honored Abraham. Abraham, go up to the mount and offer your son, your only begotten son. And God said, now I know, you know that I'm God with you. God loves to create. He doesn't hesitate. He's not there at the 12th hour. He's there before the dawn of the day and the dawning of the sun. He is the first and the last. He doesn't wait for time. He is time. This is the day. You're here today and you're hearing because God drove you here. He called you here. You're watching today because God said, watch, listen, hear your name called out. And in this message today, your name has been called out over and over and over. Repent, change your mind, change your ways. Believe the Lord. Stand up today and say, God is for me. Nothing can be against me. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Bless your family. Don't talk about the wrong. Talk about the right. Don't talk about the bad. Talk about the good. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You're not going to convince your mind to change with your thoughts. Your mouth will do the work. You're created by God, and that's how He did it. He spoke those things that were not as though they were, and they became. Let your mouth be your guide. Let your ear hear your mouth say, I am blessed of the Lord. The kingdom of God abides in me, and out of me will flow rivers of life-giving water. Now say this, say, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Say it. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Now say this. This is the greatest day of my life. Delivered me from all sin and all strife. Set me on a mountain high to say, I will bless the Lord today. Sing it. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Favor of the Lord is after you, pursuing you, no doubt it's true. Say it. Call it out. Change the nation. Be a nation changer. Forget you. God will watch over you. Go beyond who you are, what you need, what you want to see. And God say, make me a witness. Not of might nor of power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Bear witness to the fruit of your kingdom through me. I believe you are God with me. Favor of the Lord is after you. Favor of the Lord is after you. Say it. Favor of the Lord is after me, pursuing me, no doubt you see. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Look at your neighbor. Say, favor of the Lord is after you. Favor of the Lord is after you. Favor of the Lord is after you. The word says, give and it shall be given. Look beyond you. You're too small. You're too shallow. You don't have big enough needs. You don't have big enough dreams. You don't have big enough hopes. Only God can open your mind to the spectrum of who He is in you. Go beyond. Exceeding, abundant, beyond all you know to ask or think, according to the power of God at work in you. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Say, favor of the Lord is after me. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Pursuing me, no doubt you see. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Favor of the Lord is after me. Oh, the favor of the Lord is after me. Favor of the Lord is after me. Pursuing me, no doubt you see. Again. Favor of the Lord is after me, pursuing me, no doubt you see. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me, pursuing me, no doubt you see. All you have to do is just stop. You know what to do? Worship Him. Just stop. Worship Him. Come on. Just stop. Stop, stop, stop what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're saying. Believe God and start prophesying and worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. One and only God, hear, O heaven. Give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Lord God, your kingdom come, your will be manifest in the earth as it is in heaven. Let the invisible attributes of who you are be manifest in the creation, the temples you have made, the clay you have forged for your own purpose. God, be glorified in these vessels. I pray that today a wonder will take place. Something really, really, really good is going to happen to you today, because God is great and He is greatly with you. And this is the greatest season of your life.